Hi, hi. It's DJ Glacy back. Thanks for tuning in today. Today we're going to talk about Witch House, a personal favorite microgenre of mine. But first, I'm just going to let this one play out because it's too sick not to. You're listening to Train by Killing. What is Witch House, you may be asking? I'm asking myself too, because what the hell were we just listening to? In its most simple definition, Witch House is a microgenre and an aesthetic that emerged from the States in 2009-2010-ish, but it's had lasting impacts, to say the least. Sonically, it's slowed, pitched down. It uses a lot of kind of sample and heavy reverb and delay to create a really interesting droning, ethereal, synthy sound, obviously like you just heard. And it's typically overlaid over booming drum machine beats that are heavily influenced by trap and Southern hip hop derivation. I'll get into this a little bit later, but some big influences. One of the most quoted influences of the Witch House genre and movement was famous Houston producer DJ Screw. But other kind of influences come from earlier sounds in the 80s, like some shoegazy stuff, some later shoegazy stuff. It's a real kind of mod podge that creates this insane, unique sound that the genre ends up being. It's incredibly atmospheric. It's by its nature gloomy. The visual appeal of the genre uses a ton of like occultic symbols, and even the names of the artists are typically stylized using numbers and symbols. And so even like the artist I just played, Killing, like there's just kind of a bunch of random like letters and numbers within the word. So some of the Witch House artist names can be difficult to pronounce, to say the least. So the visual style definitely goes hand in hand with the sonic style, and it has a lot to do with this dark Southern Gothic era think like Julia Fox in her crazy wild child era, uses a lot of images from horror films, pop culture, video games, etc., but in kind of a funky way. I'm going to play some tracks that to me really symbolize where Witch House came from in a sonic way. So I'm going to start us off with actually a Cocteau Twins track off of their 1983 Head Over Heels. This is In Our Angelhood. What I hear in this song that reminds me of Witch House is kind of the general wall of sound vibe. There's just no rest for the brain. There's a constant droning amount of noise. Obviously, there's a little bit of a melodicness to it in a song like In Our Angelhood. But I think what Witch House really borrowed from was that overwhelming and just general large sound with kind of a constant immersive soundscape. On the other hand, I'm going to play My Mind Went Blank by DJ Screw off of his All Screwed Up Volume 2 from 1995. And you'll hear kind of the trap and hip hop influence that leads itself straight into the Witch House genre. It's interesting to see these very different two influences and see how they come together into one even more out there kind of genre.
Thank you. skill, I get hype and fight back. When you back, stab, I grab you straight by the neck and DDT you to the slab. Now here you go, you got me all physical. Now I'm in court trying to tell the judge that I'm a lyrical. Freight train, gotta maintain game in this free world. Life has changed, nothing stays the same, but I make your head twirl. You really don't know me, your honor. To make a story short, in the end, I'm a goner. You move, you losing the game on me, and I'm searching for my karma. Life's a melting pot, that will point blank. Outside and try to read me, but they don't know me. Point blank label my lifestyle. OG, Cook County, Chicago, and Houston. South Park, break the clan. I'm boosting. To be frank, let me hit the deck before you take me to the tank. All I think, my mind went blank.
It's hard to think, but my mind goes blank. You just can't.
Okay, so obviously DJ Screw, goated, infamous hip hop producer, most active in the 80s and 90s until his death in 2000. He invented Chopped and Screwed, hence the name DJ Screw and the album name All Screwed Up. But the big influence that he kind of brings to Witch House is the slowed down and manipulated sample content, which I think you can hear super clearly in that track that I just played. My mind went blank. He also was a big pioneer of record scratching, beat skipping, etc., etc. But for Witch House, he brought the combination of trap beats with the kind of dragging vocals over it. I'm going to play a track now by infamous Witch House group Salem off of their 2010 album King Knight. The track is called Trapdoor, and it's kind of a quintessential track to me, at least, that's going to help us break down these influences. You'll be able to hear it all, the kind of Chopped and Screwed vibe that comes from DJ Screw and Southern Trap, as well as the shoegazy layered dense wall of sound from bands like Cocteau Twins, My Bloody Valentine, et cetera, et cetera. And another influence that I didn't play a song from, but kind of drone and noise industrial artists like Coil, Psychic TV, bands of the likes. They really borrow from that heaviness and atmosphericness to create what we know as Witch House. So here's Trapdoor by Salem.
Don't look like you think too much. You think too much. I think too much. It's why I take it out, rebuild with me, bro. It's wise to take a shower without it on your butt. That light is for me, do not touch. You can wear the heels, but don't touch the clothes. Throw the fancy bitty, throw a powder on your soul. Blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this shit around, baby, I shall leave ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this bitch around, baby, I shall leave ya. Okay, maybe I should go. Over ways, let it go. Walking half an hour, bitch, I don't know. I go anywhere, I'm not going home. In the headlights, in the night, look right. I'm good, I'm bold, I sick it in the night. Panic in the night, I can't feel it. Nope, I can't feel shit. And when the sun rises, we be watching. Top of the mountain, job or smoky. No way for the ground, show way back. Give me that, give me hit it back. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this shit around, baby, I shall leave ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this around, baby, I shall leave ya. Feeling like sun, fuck you talking about. I'm trying to the pain to the brain blown out. I'm a sinner, I'm bold in the streets. I grew up, got used to put my phone in the streets. Now I'm in the room, still can't sleep. Me and my dog laying waiting for a week. My eyes don't close, we don't bark, I'll speak. Try to disappear, so my baby don't bleed. All blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this shit around, baby, I should leave ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. Soul blurred out, hey, bitch, I can't see ya. So turn this bitch around, baby, I should leave. I know you feel what I say out there. I know you see motherfuckers, motherfuckers, like, show me some inside of my way. It's like people say, we all gon' die. But me is different, I try to be alive. I try to get high, baby, that's just outside. Put a shit over my face before I die.
What I like so much about Witch House is how it's such a moment in time. Like, doesn't it just sound like 2009? I guess I wouldn't really know, I was like six, but whatever. Anyway, I think that Trapdoor puts it all in perspective. You can hear all of the influences I talked about, and it comes together to be this like weirdly cohesive sound that you really wouldn't expect. I mean, who would have thought to put such classic trappy drums behind that intense synthiness, and all of it with Mr. Jack Donahue of Salem slowed down rapping over the top. Yeah, super weird. The origin of the name Witch House infamously was a joke made by Travis Edgedy of Picture Plane. Picture Plane also being an important kind of preliminary Witch House artist. The quote goes, "Myself and my friend were joking about the sort of house music we make, calling it Witch House because it's like occult-based house music." So he says this, I think, in... he says this quote after the fact, but the joke was made in 2009 in Denver, Colorado, and it stuck. It was such a kind of online-based genre that once one person called it Witch House, it just... the name spread like wildfire, and the genre really started emerging from the underground and importantly very DIY electronica scene of the States. It's hard to kind of pinpoint one geographical location it comes from. For example, Travis Edgedy was part of this weird little like Denver underground scene, but simultaneously Salem is in, I think, Traverse City, Michigan. There's hubs in New York, in New Orleans, because of the kind of Southern ties. So it's really a uniquely American genre at its core. And then it began to spread via internet in a way that made it possible for people anywhere to participate. But the genre grew rapidly between 2009 and 2011, thanks to the really new and popular internet platforms like Bandcamp and even like MySpace. People were like sharing their shit over the internet. And Tumblr was kind of coming up at the same time too, hence the like emo-y, dark, occult aesthetics. It makes a lot of sense to me in that time of the internet that a sound like this would arise. In addition, the DIY-ness of it all, the accessibility of producing and recording technology at home, and the democratization of technology in general leads to a bigger scope of experimentation. Artists are able to just like put together these mishmashy kind of sounds that you wouldn't think would work very well. And there's a cross-pollination of ideas across the internet. But in this kind of first key era from 2009 into 2012, the main facets of a Witch House song is the synth, the drum machine, just the use of a sampler and a sequencer, and that's kind of it. They're just kind of smashing it all together and making what sounds sick. So I'm going to play some examples. Here is Roses by White Ring off of their 2010 EP in collaboration with Ooh.
Yeah!
Here's the other half of that EP. This is Sia by Ooh. They made this project together, and it was a early project. White Ring is from New York City. They were formed in 2009, and Ooh is a vaguely American Witch House producer active since this album came out in 2010. This was his first moment on the scene. So interesting to hear. We'll be right back. What you're hearing is Salem's fried version of Alice DJ's classic Better Off Alone. They put out this remix, I guess you could call it, in their 2011 EP, I'm Still in the Night, and it really epitomizes the kind of slowed, manipulated use of samples that they really do best out of most Witch House artists. A lot of other artists are using their own vocals and messing with them, but I think the use of sampling is something really special from the group Salem. Salem was formed in 2008 in, I got it right earlier, Traverse City, Michigan. They were famously then inactive between 2012 and 2020 when they put out a new album in 2020, which was huge news for their kind of cult of fans. The group is made up of Jack Donahue, John Holland, and sometimes Heather Marlett. But Jack Donahue is famous for, well, they're all famous for their time spent in Louisiana with Julia Fox, as well as Jack Donahue's brief relationship with Lana Del Rey. And they're just kind of general, like, heroin chic, southern gothic vibe. They definitely have the most, I would say, cult following of Witch House groups I know, as well as the most mainstream acceptance. That's Breed by Crimes, London Witch House Duo, made up of Rue Rot and Sadie Penn, active since 2011. And you obviously can't have a witch house themed anything without at least touching on crystal castles. It goes both ways. Some people don't think they're witch house, but they're obviously inherently tied to the scene from the same era and kind of coming from the same sonic landscape. The Canadian duo formed as a group in 2005 with the original members, Alice Glass and that other guy, who I don't care to name. But they've greatly made their own name outside of the witch house scene, and they were active with various different members until 2017. Here is Plague by Crystal Castles. Witch house as a genre summed up in like 5 songs. Although, to be fair, I've mostly touched on the kind of original iteration of the genre. To me, that's the most representative of that moment in time, obviously, because that is what actually was coming out in those couple kind of really hyped up years of the genre. There's been a ton of offshoot stuff that is definitely still witch house. Some notable artists that I didn't even touch on are the Russian duo Ice Peak, London-based producer Sidewalks and Skeletons, Rituals, and countless more. I found this super sick witchhouse.com/the timeline that is a literally just like a timeline of like every witch house project dropped. It's super sick. I spent a bunch of time digging around in there. So if you're interested more about the genre, you can check that out. The genre was met with a good amount of hesitation and lack of seriousness due to its weird stylization, its constant occult references, but the influence actually is greatly visible throughout the larger kind of popular music world. And like I mentioned, witch house music is still being made today. Salem's Jack Donahue famously helped produce Kanye's Yeezus album, most notably like the lead single Black Skinhead. And this album, many people say, and I would agree, went on to kind of set the stage for the next era, next 5-6 years of hip hop. And a lot of that came out of Jack Donahue's witch housey brain. Another thing that came up a lot when I was researching in terms of the influence of witch house in like pop music, funnily enough, but makes a ton of sense, 2013 Katy Perry's single Dark Horse, if you remember that one. I did not want to play it on my show, but it actually tracks a ton, like not only the aesthetics of it, but the sound are incredibly referential to this weird underground scene that was going on just a little bit before she dropped that song. And in hip hop, I think producers like Clams Casino and artists like A$AP Rocky, Travis Scott, and Danny Brown have really tapped into this combination of lo-fi synth with the trap beat underneath and the really kind of blown out dark electronic production to rap over. Also in the pop world, Billie Eilish notably does not call herself a witch house artist, and nor would I, but draws a lot from the kind of aesthetics of it all and just the darker content, and Ethel Cain. And then the last kind of subgenre I wanted to point out was the underground rap scene that is like Cemetery and Haunted Mound. Genuinely, I think that they're like witch house artists with the innate kind of combination of a hip hop mentality over the darker, synthier, weirder production. It's kind of undeniable, as much as we may or may not listen to Haunted Mound anymore. But yeah, and then I just wanted to play a couple of my favorite offshoot examples that weren't the ones I just mentioned. First, I'm going to play Iris by Pastel Ghost off of her album from 2018. The album's called Ethereality. Pastel Ghost is Vivian Moon of Austin, Texas. Her genre is more ethereal, less spooky, but it clearly draws from the whispered, distorted vocal vibe and the dark synthy production. But I think that she just makes it a little bit more danceable and fun. So here's Iris by Pastel Ghost.
Thank you.
That was Silhouette by Alucin to end it out. That's it for today. Thanks for indulging in some witch house with me. See you next month.